Ah, the joy of Christmas, an already sweet thing enhanced with more sweet.
We elves try to stick to the four main food groups. Candy, candy canes, candy corns, and syrup.
Oh, that's enough to make you queasy. The Buddy the Elf diet comes to mind in the consumption of some Christmas music around this time of year. And so our good friend John Schaefer, right here at WNYC, joined us for our Remixing the Holidays series to run down some of the most saccharine, borderline nauseating, and creepy Christmas songs, in the opinion of some of his listeners. Warning, if you love these tunes, sorry.
We wanted creepy. Creepy Christmas songs. The songs that make your skin crawl and you think, who thought that would be a good holiday song?
So folks, get ready for a John Schaefer sound check deep dive into creepiness. No, that's not one of your relatives. No, that's a real cut there.
That is the legendary Joseph Spence, great folk singer and guitar player from the Bahamas. Now, we asked our listeners the creepy Christmas carol question, and Santa Claus is Coming to Town kept coming up because of the words. You know, he sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. I remember that sort of creeping me out as a kid, too. And, you know, you better not cry. You better not pout. You can't even be sad. This guy is, I mean, what kind of ogre is this Santa?
All right, this second choice here seems like it would be perfectly obvious.
Happy birthday, Jesus. Mama said that you was near and that you had a birthday this time every year. She told me how you listened to every word we say and that you hear us calling in the night of windy day.
This is from an artist, and I use the term loosely, called Little Cindy. Anything with a kid speaking over a choir is going to creep you out, but this song really goes someplace pretty dark and twisted. Little Cindy's Happy Birthday, Jesus.
Why don't you explain this next track here, which I'm completely unfamiliar with.
I'm not sure I can explain the Residents. The Residents are now in their 40th anniversary year as a, I'll say, rock band. But you could just as easily say performance art project. And they began, their first shot across the bow was this song called Santa Dog.
Santa dogs at Jesus' feet, Santa dogs at Jesus' feet, there's no presents in the future.
In the future.
I don't know. I'm starting to get worried. I kind of like that.
It's
got
that? Its own kind of twisted genius quality to it. Santa Dog from the Residents from San Francisco. Still anonymous 40 years later. They've never let us know who they really are.
The Residents, Santa Dog here on the creepy Christmas special with John Schaefer.
What do you got next here?
Well, this one, again, was a favorite of our soundcheck audience when we asked the question about creepy Christmas songs. Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Hey, wait a minute.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Well, you know, she wants to leave. He's quite insistent that she stay.
Oh, is that a
for
little
the night.
Bit negative?
Have a drink.
Oh.
Now, I mean, as a kid, you don't know any of this subtext. It's a lovely winter song about being snug and warm inside on a cold wintry night. But, you know, as you get a little older and a little more experienced, you begin to think, really? This is a holiday song?
There you go.
The particular version that we've chosen is the veteran, let's say, Willie Nelson.
Uh-oh.
And the considerably younger Nora Jones.
Neighbors might think
maybe it's bad out there.
Say what's in this drink.
No cabs to be had out there.
Oh, that song is ruined for now. Keep it going, keep it going.
Your eyes are like starlight now.
So my skin is crawling now.
They've doubled down on the creepy factor.
Oh, that. It's amazing how just thinking it that way, those voices freak me out. I'm feeling so creepy. Thanks, dude.
Happy holidays.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Our friend John Schaefer is host of WNYC's Soundcheck.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.